The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, October 12, 2022. Bridges of Love Solidarity Movement and U.S. citizens filed a complaint at the Congress's Ethics Committee against Senator Marco Rubio for legal violations. According to a statement, Congressman Marco Rubio is presently launching a slander and intimidation campaign against Carlos Lasso, high school teacher and U.S. war veteran who lives in Washington, D.C., and also against Bridges of Love Movement. Rubio also attacked U.S. citizens who support Lasso's solidarity movement and participate in monthly activities planned to back the lifting of the economic, financial, and commercial blockade imposed by the U.S. government on Cuba. On August 5, 2022, Marco Rubio publicly called for FBI to investigate Lasso, his solidarity movement, and people nationwide who have been calling peaceful caravans. Senator Rubio's unfounded backlashes and calls for a police investigation against Lasso and others who support Bridges of Love are a persecution campaign to target citizens for the peaceful activism simply because they support a different political position. Allowing a U.S. senator to use his position to attack and harass peace activities should be of concern to the entire body, the Bridges of Love Solidarity Movement statement said. The Ministry of Public Health has reported that 9,994,518 Cubans, representing 90.2% of the population, have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health, 10,705,742 citizens have received a dose of Cuban-made vaccines, while 9,432,748 have already received the second dose and 9,134,982 the third shot. Thus, Cuba accumulates 42,125,773 doses of the homegrown Soberana 02, Soberana Plus, and Abdallah vaccines. In addition, 8,592,594 people have received the booster dose, the health ministry said. Cuba's vaccines are safe and cause no serious adverse effects, according to successful clinical trials and vaccination of different segments of the population. The fifth edition of the International Colloquium of Studies on Native Cultures in the Americas, being held in Cuba, will recall this Wednesday the Indigenous Resistance Day, as several countries of the region describe this date. Commemorated as Day of the Race in other Latin American and Caribbean nations and Hispanic Day in Spain, the event calls attention to the struggles of Native peoples in defense of their culture against the Spanish colonization after Genoese sailor Christopher Columbus arrived in the American continent with his ships on October 12, 1492. Researchers, cultural promoters, and social activists discuss at Havana-based Casa de las Americas since Tuesday the dangers and challenges that the traditions and language of the region's native nations have faced since then. The event, to be run until Thursday, makes visible the realities of the indigenous peoples of Latin America and the Caribbean through the testimonies of representatives of those native communities that connected with the work of researchers from Solidarity and Respect for the Peoples. The Native American Studies Program is issued a statement on August 9, International of the World's Indigenous Peoples, in response to the denunciations of neglected claims and violated rights of these peoples. And in the international agenda, we have that former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva leads an electoral walk through the Complexo do Alemão in Rio de Janeiro towards the runoff vote on October 30. The presidential candidate of the Workers' Party affirmed in another district of Rio de Janeiro state on Wednesday that, if elected, he will implement policies to increase social inclusion in the South American nation. According to the PT Federal Deputy Washington Kwakwa, Lula made the cable cars the growth acceleration program in the territory. Today, all work and social actions have been paralyzed. None of the candidates for Brazil's presidency achieved an absolute majority of votes in this first round, that is, more than half of the valid votes, excluding blank and null votes, as the Brazilian legislation to be elected establishes. Meanwhile, armed groups have blockaded Haiti's main oil terminal for a month this Wednesday without the police being able to regain control of the strategic zone while the sanitary crisis worsens. Members of the G9 Gang Federation and allies have restricted access to Veru since September 12, where 70% of Haiti's fuel is stored. They built trenches near the depot, set up smoldering barricades, kept the area heavily guarded, and even challenged the government to regain control. All this occurred in the face of a resurgence of cholera, in which 18 people have died in health institutions, 9 in prisons, and 7 in the communities. At least one child succumbed to the disease. The trigger this time was the government's announcement of rising fuel prices that doubled the cost of gasoline and increased diesel prices by 89%. The protests, which until then criticized fuel shortages, inflation, increases in the basic food basket, and state management, worsened, and tens of thousands of people took to the streets to express their discontent with scenes of looting and violence. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.